This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Some student-made videos recently posted online are causing concern among other students at Brookline High School. The videos were posted on Snapchat. They show current and former students using a racial slur. WBUR's Max Larkin reports on two protests students carried out at the school today.
For the Black and Latino students who left class to congregate on Brookline High's front steps this morning, the Snapchat videos are only the latest racial indignity. For some, the pattern contradicts Brookline's image as a liberal town, like senior Penelope Cruz.
It's not true.
It's a sham.
This is just an example. Like, this was one of the macroaggressions, but there are microaggressions that we have to deal with every single day.
You know, you could be walking down the street with your little nephew and they can assume that's your child.
Yama Estime is also a senior at the high school.
So I think that's where we need to educate others and say, this is who I am. I'm a highly educated Black woman.
Plenty of Estime's classmates agree with her. Hundreds of students walked out of class near the end of the day to protest the racial slur videos. That big show of support meant a lot to Anthony Vietti. He's a senior who helped organize the walkout. He says it makes Brookline High School seem like a friendlier place for students like him.
This video doesn't reflect what BHS is. We are a big family here. We create a culture we want. So, like, I'm really happy with what's happening here.
Other students are hoping the reaction to the videos may spur some cultural change. Freshman Hal Price says that in the past, other white students have treated the N-word as humorous.
Really, just if you hear your friend say it, just tell them that's not okay, it's not tolerated, because it's not something that you can just throw around like that.
School administrators in Brookline say they're committed to full support of students of color. They note the district has implemented an identity curriculum and regular conversations surrounding race and equality. But some students say that progress has been slow and superficial. Brookline High School's headmaster is apologizing for a delay in addressing the videos, which were first shared last week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.